what they nominated. So times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning six career.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I love Snoop. Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Thank you. Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
Hey, no worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
For download speeds only. Price does not include taxes, installation fees, and or surcharges. Limited time.
Ever so happy to get out of Dodge. Next on the Ticket Ticket.
Get auction house deals this weekend at Westway Ford during the auto auction distribution sales event. Hundreds of used cars obtained through auction houses, early lease terminations, and repos will be sold for thousands less than anywhere in Texas this week. Westway Ford is selling clean, low-mileage auctioned-off cars, trucks, and SUVs for up to 50% off the original sticker price. The public is welcomed and encouraged to save. These vehicles will range in price anywhere between $6,000 and $15,000, and Westway Ford will be arranging special payment plans for serious buyers. Some as low as $79 a month, or only $39 down. We can't urge you strong enough to come out and take advantage of this great auto auction distribution sales event. You can't beat vehicles for 50% off the sticker. Good credit or not, every application will be accepted. Come see us and we'll get you on the road today. And don't forget, $39 down or start making the payments. Some as little as $79 a month. It's all going on now at Westway Ford's pre-owned supercenter. Just 2 minutes west of Texas Stadium at the corner of MacArthur and 183 in Irving.
Westway Ford.
The Ticket.
And the Mavericks get out of their losing streak. Toyota of Dallas brings you the ticker. They beat the Blazers 92-83. Devin Harris says it's good to get a W.
Definitely feels good to get a win. Struggled out there, but you know, did what we had to do in the fourth quarter, and you know, we got one down.
Mavericks play the coachless Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 7. Grizzlies coach Hubie Brown just stepped down because of health reasons. Rumor has it that Mike Fratello may take over. Perhaps the biggest result of the Texas Longhorns winning the Lone Star Showdown is BCS ramification. Texas beat Texas A&M 26-13 yesterday. Texas is fifth in the BCS standings and is competing for an at-large bid with Utah and Cal. Boise State could also challenge Texas in the mix for the at-large invite. There's another game with bold consequences, and it's in Fort Worth. TCU plays Tulane today at 2:05. If the Horned Frogs win, they could get a bowl bid. Gary Patterson says his team has something in its bag.
We threw the ball in the air, we notched it away or picked it. Got pressure on the passer. Offensively, not just in that ball game, but any time we've been able to run the football and play action, we do it. Don't turn the ball over. I mean, we've played well.
P.S. Horned Frogs are 4-1 at home this season. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of World Market. Hey, wine lovers, come to World Market for incredible deals on wine. Find La Crema Pinot Noir for $13.99 and Veuve Clicquot Elvu Brew for $32.99. Drink responsibly. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Train Station Fitness Show. Special edition this morning from 7 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You might be a Ticket fan if you've told a former girlfriend, "I still miss you, baby, but my aim's getting better."
8:52, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. George C. Young on the Train Station Fitness Show. We're having a great time today, 7 till 10 a.m. in the morning. And then I'm going to ride my motorcycle a little later on today. My buddy Tony and Jimmy, we're going to hit it hard. You want to come ride with us? Email me. If I get it in time, we'll tell you where we're going to be. Anyway, you were talking about stools and my buddy Tony earlier, and I don't know what you were getting at. What was it that you wanted to finish that up on stools?
I think it's a great way just for people to see their digestive function. In fact, I'd like to come back after the stool and just...
I don't want to see your digestive function. You're not coming back later and showing me.
But, you know, really, the stool should be a medium brown, actually, you know, 2 or 3 inches wide. That's not common in America. The more fiber you get back into your diet, the more...
Well, if you're colorblind, what if it's green and you don't know it?
Well, if it floats or sinks really heavy, you can
so
tell
that way. So it should sit right in the middle?
Yeah. Well, somewhat like a fish.
Like a fish? Like a fish?
Oh, I wish I wouldn't have started that.
But you did. Dr. Berger's in the studio with us. He took one of my bananas. Want my nuts?
No, that's all right.
You don't like pistachio nuts. What are you laughing at? Pistachio nuts. Hey, I want to talk about this, honestly, digestive system for a moment. How bad, and I say it like that not to be pessimistic, but how bad is this beef jerky jerky?
I don't think beef, old-fashioned beef jerky made from cows that weren't raised on hormones, is bad for you.
It's not hard to digest that like that?
Well, not necessarily. However, if you look at the ingredients, you're going to see a lot of junk in there.
A lot of
chemicals, probably. I don't
obviously,
know
if there's more than one...
Is there sodium nitrite? There's different chemicals, I would imagine, sodium nitrite.
Well, there's brown sugar. There's your sugar in there on the first line with water and beef. It says salt, soy sauce, water, wheat, soybeans.
The wheat's going to be bleached.
Monosodium glutamate.
MSG.
So it's got MSG in it.
Neurotoxin. But really, beef jerky itself, old-fashioned beef jerky?
Yeah, sodium nitrate is left.
Yeah, that's it.
It's an old process, isn't it? Native Americans and so forth.
Oh, they ate that all the time.
Deer jerky? Exactly, Jason, yeah.
Right.
The beef is not bad for you, but it's all the processing, the junk they put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have low stomach acid, what happens to proteins if you don't digest them? Putrefy.
Oh,
what happens to carbohydrates?
So that's why, you know, when you're walking by somebody and all of a sudden they're like, what the hell happened there?
Well, I figure you'll like this. You can tell by the odor of gas whether it's carbohydrate or protein.
do you remember Fat Bastard? Remember Fat Bastard? Oh, like the smutty Harvey sniffing me shorts.
Yeah, if it's a real putrid smell, that's definitely protein. If it's just voluminous and a lot of gas, no smell, carbohydrate. If it's more of a rancid, that's fat. So,
how do you know the difference? It's all going to smell. Don't tell me
no, if it doesn't smell, that's carbohydrates.
All right, let me just share this with you. You get up on someone's ass after they had carbohydrates, and it's loud, and you say there's not supposed to be a smell, but if your nose is there, I got news for you. You're going to pass out.
I should glad you're not a Chinese doctor who has to evaluate these things on a regular basis.
Alrighty then.
You know, another common myth, though, by the way,
is that
low stomach acid or high stomach acid creates that heartburn.
Yeah.
That's actually too low stomach acid.
So what people are doing by taking Tums and so forth,
it's heartbreaking. In fact, as a clinical nutritionist, if they won't come off antacids, I won't even take them as a case.
Really?
They have no digestion. Your proteins putrefy, carbohydrates go, they ferment, fats go rancid, that creates a whole new pH that's favorable for bad bacteria. There's no digestion, no absorption. There's nothing to work with. Low stomach acid, what happens when food goes in the stomach, and those parietal cells in the stomach soak that food to an acid of like 1.8, 1.7, very acid, kills bacteria, kills viruses. That triggers the pleuric sphincter valve to relax, open up, and let food go in the duodenum. That now triggers the pancreas to release bicarbonate, which is a natural antacid along with enzymes. People that get heartburn have too little stomach acid. That food starts to get into the duodenum, doesn't trigger the release of bicarbonate or enzymes, and they start burning. So they eat at 12, they start getting heartburn 1, 2, or 3. Too little stomach acid. That will start to create those stool problems and gas problems we were talking about earlier. So,
what if you just have that problem? What if you don't have that stomach acid problem? What if you just have that problem? I mean, there's some people I think that might want to chime in on this. Oh, man, the phones are going nuts. Look what you did.
Well, it's worse than that. Man. Their sinuses, they'll have chronic sinusitis.
Chronic inflammation.
They'll shut the lung meridians down.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's change gears here for a moment. Dr. Berger's in the studio. He's a chiropractor of kinesiology. I think one of the reasons I had him here, I wanted him to talk about some, you know, there's so many people that have a wallet in their back pocket and they sit on it. And how that can be such a negative for the just postural integrity in general. Forget about just your lower back. The whole alignment of your spine. And I think it's important for us to touch on that today. First, I think if we have any calls, Jason, on the nutrition stuff with Kurt Hamilton here, I'd rather take that before we get anything with Dr. Berger. Let's see. first of all. Eric, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How's it going?
That's great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to ask you a question. You just mentioned something about pH level. When your body's more acidic, does that tend to contribute to a lot of the problems that people are having as far as, you know, getting stomach cancer or just any kind of cancer or, you know, like you said,
people
having acid reflux, stuff like that. Does that have a lot to do with it, your pH level?
Yeah, a very good question, Eric. But also remember, pH in different tissues is different. Stomach should be acid. Duodenum should be a little more quite a bit more alkaline. Colon should be acid, thus the name acidophilus. Your blood should be about 7.4. When you eat traditional foods of fruits and vegetables and good healthy meats and eggs and butter and olive oil and coconut oil, it has a tendency to normalize the pH of all the tissues. And also remember, your minerals from nature, they help keep your body more alkaline.
Yeah, but even if you were to have that balance, Kurt, my question about that being canceled out altogether or somewhat through environmental issues such as foods that we can't enjoy without having to deal with pesticides and or hormones, air we can't breathe without having to deal with the ozone and toxins in the air, doesn't that get canceled out by that?
Doesn't get completely canceled out, but it is a factor. We live in a very natural world.
So does that mean we need to take in much more food to gain the nutrients we want because we'll become even fatter, which is something we don't need? How can we get the supplements we need?
Nutrient-dense foods, not impoverished foods.
But hold on now. I have fruit here in front of me, which is a nutrient-dense food.
Right.
Also stripped of its nutrients by not having enough nutrients in the ground and the pesticides. So don't I have to have more of that to gain the nutrients I need?
I think so. But if you'll start with getting organic foods have been shown to have much greater nutrient value, a lot less heavy metals. So at least do that. Start getting back that nutrient status. Like a bank account, you want to donate more nutrients back into your system and have less stripping it out. You eat refined sugar, candy bar, junk like that.
Yeah.
It's taking money out of your bank. If you do it, if you eat healthy and put money in your bank account 6 days a week,
right,
you can take some money out and splurge. If that candy bar is, if you're willing to pay that price, there's no problem with
that. Well, if you want to use a credit card,
it won't work.
Okay. Steve, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, guys. I heard you talking about stomach acid and stuff like that, maybe having too low acid and being confused. Well, my father's been eating canned acid for the past 20, 25 years like candy. Carries around in his pocket all the time. And now he's having prostate problems.
Oof.
Reckon the two are related. Do you think he might be adding more fuel to the fire by eating all this canned acid all the time?
Well, great question, Steve.
It is a very good question, Steve. And I don't want to say directly there, but however, this is true. When you shut down your stomach acid, you lose your B12 absorption. In fact, you have to have that protein, the intrinsic factor. You lose folic acid, all your mineral absorption. Mm-hmm. We talked about the pH changes. You know, all disease is excess or too little.
Right.
You're creating excess junk, acids in the body, toxins, and too little nutrients. Now the body shifts into, actually even cancer and those disease are the body's best attempt at keeping you alive.
Okay? Colin, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, sir. I had a question for Dr. Berger. I teach school, and the other day I got a sports injury at school. I'm 59 years old, and the boys are running out of the gym. I'm trying to get them to slow down, not run over people, and I got run over.
What happened to you?
I got a severe hyperextension in my left arm, and it appears that it has ripped the bicep muscle and or the tendon or both. And I had an MRI Wednesday, supposed to get the results back Monday. But I've got now like sort of a, my bicep looks sort of like an apple.
Yeah.
Moved
yeah.
up 3 or 4 inches.
Tore it.
And I'm wondering if there's any kind of cold fusion stuff as opposed to surgery that might deal with that.
Absolutely. One of my mentors is Dr. Mladenov, who's the chiropractor for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he travels with the team. He sees a lot of that in quad tears, bicipital tears. His sort of protocol, excuse me, Kurt can jump in on this, is using proteolytic enzymes for the inflammation. And then the cold laser,
yeah,
right in
the cold laser,
right on the muscle belly. And it really depends. We need to look at your stuff, but it depends if it's just in the belly of the muscle or if it's in the tendon. So there's some variation there, but yes, it would help.
And there's only one way to fix that is through surgery, otherwise you can leave it the way it is.
Right.
All right? And once you do that, you're still never going to be 100% with all the scarring that you're going to have.
Right. The laser's going to help one way or another. It doesn't matter if you have surgery or not. It's going to help.
Darren, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, good morning. I just have a question. I have acid reflux. I had the endoscopy done about 3.5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I take Nexium, and the thing they say about Nexium is it's supposed to heal. At some point, I mean, if I don't take a Nexium, I die with this acid.
Really?
Back up. Yes, sir. At some point, shouldn't I be able not have to take a Nexium?
You know, that's a really good point, Darren, and I think if you could listen to an alternate, alternate way of maybe working synergistically with the Nexium. Is there a way he can do that, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, one of the things is right now, you know, in Nexium, when you have this irritation, inflammation, your tissues are so inflamed, if you take any hydrochloric acid, it's going to fry those tissues. So one of the first things you need to do, in my opinion, is to come in and use some mucilaginous herbs or things like cabbage. You can get raw cabbage and juice a half a head twice a day for about 10, 15 days. And then you can try to start cutting the Nexium back slowly. You don't want to come off a cold turkey because
right.
You've been used to that. But I think it's a good idea, Darren, to make that your goal, to come off that, off the drug.
Well, I think he said it was his goal to try and do that in time.
Just use the cabbage juice. You can come in to see a doctor who can be more specific with food concentrates to normalize hydrochloric acid. But very important to start switching back to a traditional diet of good healthy foods because those donate
live
minerals,
foods.
Live foods that are rich in zinc. Zinc is a coenzyme that increases hydrochloric acid naturally.
And now, is there something he can do just so we can give him the what the protocol we think might be good for him? We don't want to be his doctors, but is there a test he can do to find out if along the way he's doing this with the live foods and weaning himself off the Nexium that it is actually working for him?
Yeah, I think here's something real simple. Try this first, and if not, maybe come in and see Dr. Berger and work with somebody that can actually effectively work with this. One, try the cabbage juice, aloe vera, slippery elm. That's very soothing to the
mm-hmm.
system. And before you eat something bitter, or take a little, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, put it in the water, lemon, lime. The bitter foods start to trigger the parietal cells to release hydrochloric acid. Start getting that acid up, you'll find that you can cut that Nexium over time and actually come off of it.
All right, coming up next with Dr. Berger on the show, we're going to talk about why crossing your legs, why sleeping on your stomach, and why keeping a wallet in your back pocket can cause knee, back, and or hip or pelvis pain.
Right.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and the Dallas Mavericks are teaming up for the P1 mini-season ticket plan.
I will call it mini-plan.
Get tickets for 4 upcoming Mavs games, including December 2nd versus Houston, and a free ticket t-shirt. How much would you pay for a plan like this?
$1 billion.
How about $100? That's a savings of over $999 million, or 30% off. Just go to theticket.com and click on the ticket's mini-season ticket plan from the
E-Break Classics.
That is, I think that's their first 5-0 voting
wow.
in maybe 5 years. Man. Psycho Dave with the win. Has he ever won before?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
This is his third victory.
Really? Okay. Well, here's Psycho Dave for a little dump and chase on Wednesday on the hard line.
Come out there and see if you can get lucky. In fact, Psycho Dave was telling us that he was going to get out there, and he's got one specific purpose in mind, right?
Yes.
And what is that?
To get some
God, I didn't think you would do that.
Hello to everybody on hold.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Hello, Clint. Hello, Shannon.
Very nice.
Hello,
very nice.
Very good.
Oh, by the way, boys, with this win, Psycho passes Jerry Jones.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. A significant win there.
Very significant.
Way to go, Psycho Dave.
Dreams do come true.
E-Break.
The Kurt Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, JD.
Okay, Chris.
Of course,
He grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, JD.
All right, Chris, I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
That's what he meant, I'm sure.
And then they laugh.
Golly. Boy. Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
Ooh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
It must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we gonna do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Pick up the keys to remove.
We're online 24 hours a day at TexasTickets.com.
When they talk about the smart money, well, let's just say it's all about how you spend it. Take Chevy Rock and Roll, for example. It's simple, really. Right now, when you buy a new 2005 Chevy car, truck, or SUV, you can lock in an incredibly low interest rate. Qualified buyers can get as low as 0%. Then, get this. When you go to buy your next Chevy vehicle, you'll get that same great low rate. No questions, no catch, no problem. You heard me right. Lock in a rate on any 2005 Chevy, and that rate is yours on the next Chevy you buy. It's called Chevy Lock and Roll. That's what I call smart money. But hurry, take delivery by November 30th, 2004. Length of contract limited. Second purchase must be within the original contract terms for same contract length. No other incentives available on second purchase. GMAC must approve credit for each purchase. Not available with Smart Buy and some other GMAC programs. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
And the Mavericks take on a team that may not have their head coach tonight at 7. Friendly Chevrolet bringing you the ticker. Mavericks play the Grizzlies after head coach Hubie Brown stepped down because of health reasons. The game is at 7 tonight in Memphis. And Josh Howard says playing in Memphis is a little bit difficult.
Playing it last year, we've seen how they play at home. Playing it this year, we know how they can play. Just have to be ready. We know they're going to come ready to fight, and we're going to be ready to fight.
Rumors report that Mike Fratello could be accepting the job as Grizzlies head coach. The GCU Horned Frogs will try to get a bold bid when they play Tulane today at 2:05. The game is at the friendly confines of Amon G. Carter Stadium, where the Frogs are 4-1 this year. Last week, the Frogs beat Southern Miss. And Texas beat Texas A&M, the Lone Star Showdown 26-13. This strengthens Texas' bid for a BCS at-large vote. However, they are competing against three teams, really likely mostly two. That would be Cal and Utah, who are the frontrunners for the at-large bids currently, even though Texas is fifth in the BCS standings. Boise State also could come into the mix for an at-large bid as well. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Train Station Fitness Show. Special edition this morning from 7 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Bill, here we are now. Entertain us. Smells like tuna spirit when the Cowboys battle the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, December 6th at 8 p.m. Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff starts at 7. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 9:12 in the morning on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. George DeJohn on the Train Station Fitness Show. We've got Dr. Berger in the studio. He's a kinesiology chiropractor, and also Kurt Hamilton, who's a board-certified clinical nutritionist, who's been talking about pushing up your stool or something like that. Anyway, Doc, you're in the studio today, and I guess before we get to you, let's go ahead and take this call. Jeff, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, I had a quick question regarding some of these teas that you find in the Asian supermarkets, like these China Slim teas. My wife has trying to lose weight, and she's noticed that a lot of these teas have like herbs that act as laxatives, and she's curious to know if, you know, these teas, you know, would actually cause malnutrition.
Malnutrition?
Well, yes.
I think you could have some sort of deficiency, but because of stripping your body of nutrients, but I wouldn't cause malnutrition. Go ahead and hold on for that.
Yeah. What do you think? Well, I think what he may be saying is it may increase the intestinal transit time.
Right.
If things go through too fast, you can tell by food in the stool.
All right.
You know, food particles, undigested food, then you may in fact be having that could affect malnutrition.
But malnutrition? Wouldn't
well,
be just the fish? I mean, malnutrition sounds so far over the edge, over the top, like you have degrees.
Well, remember, when you digest food, it actually has to get past the intestinal lining back into the liver, be repackaged, travel through the body. So anything that's going to stop that process could lead ultimately to malnutrition.
Speaking of repackaging the liver, Tony, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is the Tony, everybody, that George, I think, was talking about something to do with a stool.
He's floating in the bowl as we speak.
So, first of all, I think we need to have, like, a segment, 10-minute segment every Saturday morning so I can really give you guys the real truth about George since I run around with you most of the week during the week. About his eating habits. I think I saw a few hot dogs choked down yesterday.
Yesterday I did. But, you know, when you're hungry, you got to eat something. So I had a couple of hot dogs. And then I went and, what did you say about something about taking the paint off Jimmy's bike?
Yeah, speaking of stool, in fact, I was trying to get Jimmy on a phone call with you as well, but I'm still trying to wash my clothes. Yesterday, being in my buddy's garage, Jimmy, we were working on our bikes and talking about pumpkin pie. Don't ever let George eat pumpkin pie around. He was peeling the paint down the walls. It was so bad. I'm trying to wash my clothes.
It smelled like a smoke-filled office, but different kind of smoke. Hey, anyway, let me ask you something. Have you eaten this morning?
I have.
What did you eat?
I ate an egg white omelet.
That's it?
No, egg white omelet and one piece of toast and some coffee.
All right. Now,
are we going to analyze that?
Analyze it?
What is on your mind today?
You said it. I did not say that. All right, you know what? I want to run through something real fast. Tony, I'm going to hang out with you. Thank you, and I'll talk to you in a little bit. But I want you to think about this. Let's just run through this, both of you, if you want to have a comment on coffee. Let's talk about caffeine, the negative of it, especially when people say they want to use it for a stress reliever or to get up in the morning, what it does do to you. Go ahead. You want to hit about adrenals real fast, either one of you?
Either one. It's going to rev your adrenals up. Kurt, this is a thing you can go real deep into, but basically it's acidic. It's going to rev your adrenals up. It's rough on the stomach.
Let's talk about what it does as a negative. Somebody can relate to it. You have a cup of coffee. What does it do to you if you're trying to attain certain goals in your life, especially stress levels or lower body fat? What does coffee do that's a negative that will not allow you to do?
Well, I think for one, it also masks adrenal weakness. If you have to have that cup of coffee first thing in the morning, you're probably adrenally exhausted. So, and I'm not against somebody having coffee periodically.
What does adrenal exhausted mean for people listening?
Adrenal exhausted means your levels of cortisol, which helps you get up in the morning, get facing the day. It's a natural anti-inflammatory hormone. Should be elevated 8 a.m., lowest 8 p.m. When you start getting really stressed, the adrenaline stays high, your adrenals, which help you to cope, feel good, and to function in life, start to become weak. And you start to become fatigued and tired, panic attacks. Eventually, you can get full-blown chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia.
And if you have an imbalance in your cortisol levels and you're a guy trying to keep muscle on, the last thing you want to do is have elevated levels of cortisol.
And I also want to make a comment about the eggs. I wouldn't be afraid to eat the egg yolk. In fact, you get more benefit out of eating the egg yolk and the egg white.
That's another myth again about egg white.
It's not the cholesterol. That's not the issue. It's other inflammatory markers. Right. So enjoy the yolk. That's the healthy part of it. Get organic, free-range, grass-fed eggs and enjoy them.
Dr. Berger, let's go ahead and get into someone who crosses their legs. Why is crossing your legs negative for certain pains or alignments of the body?
George, we were talking about back pain. You asked me to mention crossing your legs. People come in with pelvic.
He's dyslexic.
That's right. Pelvic subluxations, and what that means is a misalignment of the pelvis. The pelvis, most people that come in complain of low back pain, and a lot of times it's pelvis pain because of the misalignment. Stool pain too.
And I'm not being funny, You told me earlier that if somebody's got a stool problem like Tony, they might have back pain.
Absolutely. Well, the nerves that go to the bowel all come out of the low back. So if you have a pinching or an inflammation on that nerve, or what chiropractors call a subluxation, it can very well cause issues with the digestive process, okay, along with the nutritional aspect of it. The other thing I was going to talk about, if the diet is so messed up, meaning many of the things Kurt's talked about as far as bowel transit time, that can cause issues in the low back just for the simple fact that your stomach's out so far, it throws your center of gravity off. You don't like you talk about core strength. You don't have any core strength when you don't have good bowel movement.
Right.
Okay.
Crossing your legs, negative. Go ahead and tell us what somebody might experience or what happens when they're doing it. Especially, here's another thing. Especially if you're a person who crosses your legs the same way every single time.
I'm going to hit on two things. I have a lot of runners that cross their legs and they come in and they complain.
It's kind of hard to run when you do that.
Right. Knee or ankle pain.
He messed it up.
The sartorius, which is called the Taylor's muscle, it's because you cross your legs. If you irritate all of that, you can have chronic tibial subluxations, ankle subluxations. They'll come in, they can complain of Achilles problems, as well as the pelvis, uneven leg lengths. Okay? All of those will translate into
I have one uneven leg, Jason.
How many should you have?
I have just one uneven leg.
Well, that's good. If they're both uneven, wouldn't they be?
What do you mean both?
That's what I'm saying.
What if you have more than both?
You said you only have one uneven.
Well, yeah, but there's more than two.
You can only have one uneven.
But there's more than two.
Huh.
So I have one uneven one. You're talking about something about both or, I don't know, get the phones.
Yeah.
A wallet in your back pocket. Someone's sitting on it. Why is that negative? We've known this for quite a few years.
Well, did you ever see the episode of Seinfeld?
No.
George. Remember George?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that episode?
That was great. Yeah.
He's got this huge wallet. He sits on it. It's just like sitting on a book on one side, nothing on the other. Mm-hmm. And then I have people that come in, mainly men, obviously. Not too many women carry a wallet in their back pocket.
But they have a purse in their back pocket.
They complain of low back pain. And it's because it's not actually the low back that's starting. It's the hips are out of place. Chiropractors, that's one of the main things we do is put the hip right back in the right place, taking pressure off of the low back disc.
Right.
Okay? Women as well, high heels, that's going to cause the same thing. That's going to cause pelvic subluxations, okay, by the high heels.
I like the high heels, though. It pushes the girl's butt out.
They're good, and I tell my wife that. I say, you've got to quit doing these because she's...
Lana just looked at me. She's going to just kill me. Or Layla, rather. She's going to kill me. She's like, high heels? I saw that. We love high heels. Men love high heels.
Girls do, too. Makes us taller.
I thought you meant on men. Anyway... what else should someone not do that they do on a daily basis that helps them to, or gives them, either back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain? Because we know most pain usually develops from the ankle, from the foot, especially if you're flat-footed.
Absolutely.
And it works its way up. But if you're a person who's dealing with, like we talked about, George Costanza with the wallet on one side, now you've got a different issue. It's starting in a different area.
Let me hit the big things. Get adjusted. See your chiropractor, get adjusted, get that taken care of first. Look at the digestive problems. If you don't have solid core strength, you've got to start. It doesn't matter when, but start as soon as possible. Those three are the big things.
Right.
Don't cross your legs if at all possible for long periods of time.
What if you do it evenly? I'm not being funny. What if you cross your legs
one leg
way,
and then the other?
And then the other for the same amount of time, not like you should be... so structured in your thinking. But what if you did? Would it be a little more balanced, or are you actually stretching muscles out in a certain part that are not being stretched out in another part and still creating?
That's the answer.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because part of the subluxation can actually be the movement of the bone, or you can irritate the muscle, which can move the bone out of place. So you don't know exactly what it is. The other thing I didn't talk about, any runners out there, crossing your legs, this pelvic subluxation, in the front is where the quads hook, in the back where the hamstrings hook. So you can be having chronic quad or hamstring issues because of this.
Hmm. Let's go ahead and go to Daryl. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How you guys doing?
Wake up for me, Daryl. We can't even hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go, Big Daddy.
I was calling because I have several health issues. I'm 32 years old, and I've experienced, would you call it acid reflux since I was about 19.
Okay.
I've been taking several different medications for that. I'm currently on Acetex.
So what's your question, Daryl?
Well, I have several different health-related issues, and I was wondering if they might all be related to one specific thing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, what I would say, Daryl, is first of all, it's not going to be one specific thing, but the antacids are going to be one of the most critical areas to start working with, because unless you digest your food, you have no chance to really be healthy. So I would start looking at that, get to a doctor like Dr. Berger, someone who can start to normalize digestive function, add some good cod liver oil back in your diet. That will help to regulate your blood pressure, help even actually, ironically enough, with even good digestion.
Next up, I want to talk about with Dr. Berger, TMJ subluxation and gum, chewing gum. What do I mean? Find out more about that next. It's 7, what is it, 8, we're going to go one more hour, 9, no, I mean, let's do 10. 9:23 in the morning on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
What are we thankful for? Any win the Cowboys can get.
If you're going to play Drew Henson, play him.
This is a dilemma.
Right now, he needs a lot of work.
You know what? Damn it, I'm going to fire Parcells right now.
Huh?
Walk right down this hall.
Darren.
Open up.
Boys travel to the Great Northwest to take on the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, December 6th at 8.
Take this. That ought to do it. Welcome back, Cowboy fans.
Oh.
The Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins December 6th at 7.
Is that the Fat Jones or the
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's the great Gordo and overclapping yesterday and just being a general distraction.
I spent a very nice half hour of the person saying, okay, now punch the satellite thing again.
Oh, gosh.
Now go up to channel 4. Okay, now go back to channel 3.
That's frustrating.
Okay, get up and unplug it, you know, and I think, ooh, that's not easy these days. Oh, my, wow.
Oh, my God. George just charged Gordon, and Gordon ran into the TV situation and knocked down the clocks. And oh, like y'all ever pay attention to the clock anyway. Oh, my God.
Good line, Jer.
Oh, engineering is going to kill all of you.
I didn't do anything.
E-Brake Classic.
That's the vote for you.
Okay, we have a
I don't know that that's a vote for me. I don't see that was clear.
Well, he has been getting very strange lately.
Not true.
Junior Miller's, I don't know what happened to him, but he has just weirded out the last couple of weeks. And here's another example that wins him the emergency break of the week.
That phone number again, 888-834-1999. Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What? What did you say? You said that you were all bloody. The number is 888-834-1999.
This week, go with
us. All right, how many, Fernando?
11 victory for you, Junior.
Whoa.
You move into sole possession of third
place. I'm on the podium.
That's like two in the last 3 weeks for him, too.
Georgie had 17, Norm and Gordo with 13. Craig, you are now in third place with 11. All right.
You are moving on up.
Ribble did get robbed.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's mop this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this. Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle
can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight outs.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
Hey, you. Sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their community. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
The Force in your DVD and game collections this holiday.
And Nelson thinks breaking a win streak is that easy. Next on the Ticket Picker.
Mr. Toyota's Toyotathon is on now. And that means you get incredible savings from their massive inventory of hot new Toyotas. It's true. Right now at Toyota of Dallas, pay just half of MSRP. Or get 0% financing on your favorite new Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Scoop up an 05 Camry LE for just $12,475. That's half of MSRP for a new 05 Camry. Or make payments of just $159. At Mr. Toyota, the price of a new Tundra V8 was $28,640. But during Toyotathon, you pay half of MSRP, just $14,320 for a tough new Tundra, or make payments of just $189. Now is the time to buy during Mr. Toyota's Toyotathon and rip the MSRP in half. Call Toyota of Dallas now at 800-818-3600 and pay just half of MSRP. Call 800-818-3600. Call now. Mr. Toyota is Toyota of Dallas. South.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Texas, Van Chevrolet, and Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill. A message to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket. Ticket, ticket!
Take on Memphis tonight at 7. Mavs are coming off a win over the Blazers yesterday where John Nelson says it was a little bit of luck.
Tonight, we were very vulnerable. This was a very losable game, and we had to make shots right down the end to eke it out.
Memphis may have a new head coach. UB Brown just stepped down, and Mike Fratello has reportedly taken the position. Oklahoma State plays Texas Tech today in what should be an offensive Big 12 matchup. Last year, this game was a shootout, and Oklahoma State won it 51-49. Mike Leach says the points are likely.
Hard to say. If you're ahead the whole time, you feel more comfortable than otherwise. I don't know. Just go out there and try to get one first down after the next. If you do that a bunch, you probably score some points.
Kickoff is at 2:40 this afternoon. Steve Nash suffered a concussion in the Suns' win over New Orleans, though Nash has been cleared to play Tuesday against Utah, however, according to team spokesman. That's a ticket ticker. It serves of Chevy Silverado. Do you have the right truck? The new Silverado half-ton crew has more standard power than Ford or Dodge. That's why Chevy Silverado is the right truck for Texas. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Train Station Fitness Show, special edition this morning from 7 to 10 a.m. on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
To be the biggest meltdown since Chernobyl. Charity Challenge on Ice 8 is coming soon. Details revealed Wednesday, December 8th at 5 p.m. during the Hardline. Live from the West End Hooters and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
931 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. George D. John on the Train Station Fitness Show, 7 till 10 today. Special edition only. Here with Dr. Berger in the studio. He's a kinesiology chiropractor and also Kurt Hamilton, who's a board-certified clinical nutritionist. We left you with this thought. TMJ, too much juice, I think it stands for, subluxation, and gum. I will not throw the gum part in there yet. Talk about what TMJ is first, and then I'll tell you what I think about with gum.
TMJ, a lot of people, that's just the name of the joint anatomically, but there can be a lot of different problems with it. Basically, they say their jaw clicks, locks up on them when they open it, locks opened and won't shut.
That could be good
or
situation.
Pain, and we have people that come in the office with migraines, and it's from them clenching their jaw.
Right.
So how do we fix it? We can adjust it with an instrument. We can adjust it by hand. Does it hurt? No. And we have a cold laser that we could use for inflammation on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the biggest thing we use in the office is called a percussor. It's a percussion instrument.
That actually shakes your brains around. You did it to me one time.
That actually releases the fascia, because most of the TMJ issues are fascial adhesions. Now, I do have some good dentists I treat that are friends and patients. There can be variations of that as well. So, always best case scenario is the safest to come in and get chiropractic or non-invasive care, then go to the next level.
What I was going to say about gum is people who chew too much gum can have this issue. It can result in this issue, and that's what I was talking about, TMJ and gum. You chew a lot of gum, you chew it all the time, you chew a lot of it, the big hunks of it, especially you're biting down, or bread, very hard bread from New Jersey, you will have issues with TMJ subluxation. Let's go ahead and talk to you. I'm getting like Mike Reiner here. Talk to you. Richard, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Richard?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
Morning. Hey, I'm wondering, I got deltoid bursitis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what it's coming from or when I can make it go away.
Do you exercise, Richard?
No, not much.
Okay, that's one of the reasons. And let Dr. Berger handle that issue for you.
Richard, the biggest thing I would tell you, you're going to have to, short term, if you came in to see me, we would work on getting the inflammation down, adjusting the joint, making sure all the proper range of motions are there. Thirdly, making sure all the rotator cuff muscles were turned on. And what I mean by that is that they're actually working properly, strength-wise, in conjunction with the other one.
Right.
Fourth thing is you've got to do some workout, some exercise. Get with someone that can show you. You can come in the office and I can show you, but you've got to strengthen those muscles.
And a lot of people don't realize the bursa sac can become inflamed, and when that becomes inflamed, it causes pain. Dr. Berger can help to take the inflammation down so he takes care of the acute symptom, but how do you prevent that? How many times have you had stress in your neck, Dr. Berger? You and I can talk about this real fast. You have stress in your neck, and all of a sudden you start to have headaches, and you're a person who says, I don't know why I'm having all these headaches. Your head weighs 8 to 10 pounds.
Right.
If you don't exercise the muscles that support the head, you can gain headaches and stress in the neck.
Exactly.
How much does George's head weigh?
8 to 5 ounces. That's all that is. So it's very important to exercise. Now, can you become injured and have some of these same issues from exercise? Of course, if you're not doing it correctly. So, you know, 6 1/2 dozen sometimes, depending on how you look at it and where you're going. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Dallas. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was curious. I was listening earlier, and you were talking about one of the right ways to increase your testosterone level, of course, is by, you know, weight training. My testosterone level went so low that my doctor put me on Androgel, and I know the side effects there. Beyond weight training, what are some other natural, methods of elevating my testosterone level? And while I was holding, you got on the subject of difficulty going to the bathroom. I think we call it constipation due to, you know, back or pelvic subluxation?
No, actually, it can cause back pain if you're constipated, is what Dr. Bergman said.
So that's why I've been having such a problem with my back. There we go.
That could be it. But let Kurt Hamilton answer that question about the testosterone and so forth.
Yeah, Mike, I think it's a good question. In my opinion, rather than taking testosterone, I'm not against that as a last alternative, but there's some really nice herbs. So first of all, not eating a lot of refined carbohydrate. That can shift the body's production of the androgens. But there's an herb called tribulus that is really good. If you get a true Bulgarian or Romanian tribulus, that can actually increase testosterone naturally by working with the pituitary and luteinizing hormone.
Jason, can I say that? Can I ask? Well, why don't you ask that question? Ask Dr. Berger. I think he really needs to know.
Now, a person that would...
The TMJ issue.
The TMJ, like prostitutes, would they have an issue with that?
They probably would.
Why?
Most people that come in, well, let's just put it on another level. Let's say you've had oral surgery.
Oh, what's the surgery route?
And or let's just say you've had something done to your teeth and you've had a dam in your mouth. So your mouth's been
had
open.
What in your mouth?
A dam.
A dam. That big.
Somebody using dental surgery. Right.
Say you've had your jaw open for a solid hour or two.
Wow.
Basically, you can have actually little adhesions or tears in the fascia.
Wow.
All right? Along with the muscle. So it can cause aberrant range of motion.
I wonder if they charge more for that.
Maybe.
Okay. Micah, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thanks, guys. Gentlemen, I'm really enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Question is real simple. I was in a pretty bad automobile accident, and the MRI shows herniated disc and sciatic nerve damage. Can a chiropractor help me there?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. If you email or call me, I can tell you I have friends, chiropractic friends, all over the Metroplex. But I would definitely get in as soon as possible and see someone about that for some non-invasive care.
Let's go ahead and do that right now. If you want to get in touch with Dr. Berger, he's in Highland Park. You can call him at 214-219-3900. Very easy number, 214-219-3900. Tell him you heard him on the show, and you want to get with him to get a kinesiology evaluation. Also, Kurt Hamilton's still in the studio, and if you want to get in touch with him, how can people get in touch with you? Because you do things a little differently. You don't just take patients all the time.
Yeah, mostly I just work with education. I'd be happy to give my email address. I'll try to answer. I can't promise.
Go ahead.
It's kurtg@comcast.net. That's with a C. So kurtg@comcast.net.
Good deal. Brian, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great.
I was just calling because earlier I heard you guys talking about adrenal exhaustion in regards to caffeine use.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that can contribute to it, but that's not the only thing. But go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering what are some effective ways to combat that, to counteract it as far as like diet and just some ways to counteract that.
Okay. Quickly, if you could, Kurt.
Okay, just real quickly. Just dietary, make sure you get good sleep. First of all, get to bed, get 7-8 hours sleep, you know, some deep breathing before you go to bed. Go back to, again, I hate to be so simplistic, but real health is simplistic.
Does the breathing have to be loud?
Does what?
Does the breathing have to be loud? Like,
no, that's probably not a good sign.
Yeah, I was just curious.
But if you can, get into a doctor like Dr. Berger, someone who can give some food concentrated supplements to be more specific to recover that adrenal health. It takes about 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Dina, you want to talk about plantar fasciitis?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holiday weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. I have plantar fasciitis in my right foot, and I think it had to do with when I was running and trying to teach my dog to run with me. I got a couple of sprains.
Hold. You had to teach a dog to run?
Well, no, but to keep pace, not stop and smell everything.
Okay.
Okay. Happy trying to get him in stride.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of sprains that weren't serious enough to keep me off the foot, and so I didn't really take care of it as well as I should, and I think that that's what caused this. My question is this. I'm still on my strength training program. I still box, but I'd like to get back to running and or playing basketball because I'm the type of person I have to work out or I gain a ton of weight.
I want Dr. Berger to quickly answer that. Go ahead. And stay there, Dina, please.
The plantar fasciitis, if you came in, I would tell you three things. First of all, we'd look at the foot to make sure you don't have a subluxation of the calcaneus, talus, navicular, any of those bones. Secondly, we would use a instrument to release the fascial adhesions you have. Thirdly, I'd get you on some form of nutrition, and Kurt can go more into that, for the actual repair of the fascia.
So basically you'd help her.
Got it.
Because I'm sure nobody understood that. Dina, now I have a question for you. Have you heard the whole show today?
I've heard. I came in at 7:30, so I'm pretty close.
So you've heard stool talk.
Yeah, I did.
I have a question for you. When your dog stops and smells things, does he eat turds?
Well, let me tell you this. If I when I first got it, I stayed off of it, and the less I worked out, the more it hurt. And now that I'm back on my strength training program, it feels really good. But I want to know when I can get back to running again.
Wow, she just went over that question really fast, didn't she? All right, go ahead, Doc. You want to answer that?
That's a tough one to answer. You have to come in and let my – I don't know what part of town you live in, but
– You have to have an evaluation. It's very important.
You need an evaluation because I can't answer that without seeing you. If you're not in my part of town, call me, and I'll find you someone, another chiropractor in your part of town.
Again, Dr. Berger's number, 214-219-3900. Tony, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a question. What about TMJ surgery? Is that something that's covered by health insurance, or we need, like, dental insurance?
Well, now, who said anything about surgery? Did we say something about surgery?
I would come in and get evaluated before I'd go get cut on. But, yes, it's covered under most medical insurance.
Okay. Ralph, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I had a question. I've been having, like, neck pain when I move my head to the left. It's stiff.
Make a lot of right turns.
And I move to the right, it's okay. And it feels like when I, like, move it to the left, move it back, my head is, like, cracking like knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a foam pillow and slip on that. It seemed to help for a little bit. And I'm just wondering if there's what's going on or if there's anything I can do.
We always talk about how to fix the acute symptoms.
Right.
And what I like about you, you have a chiropractor and you've got a kinesiology chiropractor, and you've got someone who treats the cause of the problem, and you've got a person who treats the symptoms. And often you'll find people, whether it's a chiropractor or a personal trainer, that goes to treat the symptom, but let's go ahead and get to the root of the problem. And until you get to the root of the problem, you're really not going to fix it.
You're right.
How do you want to handle that?
Well, let's start out with like this, and I'll answer your question. I don't remember your name, but first of all, you need to see a chiropractor. Get what we call subluxation taken care of. That is the misalignment of the spine, pinching of the nerve roots, whether it's by inflammation or direct contact. Secondly, you've got to do some sort of rehab, and that's what George is talking about. So the original problem that's causing that subluxation, we don't know what it is. That's where I'd have to meet you and evaluate it. Is it muscle dysfunction? Is it the way you're sleeping? Is it some sort of trauma?
Right.
Right. So
okay. Let's talk more about, let's see, you know what, we're doing real well instead of broaching other subjects.
Right.
Let's take more calls coming up next and finish the show up that way. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock, so we have one more segment just to hit something really short, really small, and we'll leave it on that note. Again, we'll give Dr. Berger's number out coming up next, and also how to get in touch with Kurt Hamilton, who's a board-certified clinical nutritionist, has been on the show today from 8 till 10 as well. So 9:44 in the morning on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I suppose by now you're all wondering why we talk about the sports page so much. You know Dallas Fort Worth's only free sports weekly? Well, to be honest, we promise them 15 mentions a week, and we always over-deliver. But the truth is, we're proud of the fact that the sports page features Ticket Stick on page P1 every issue. Stuff like Bob Sturm's Sports North, special contributions, and HSOs from Norm, Dunham and Miller, and the rest of the gang. And you'll always find a dependable time waster in there, too, like the Ticket Chick of the Week. Bottom line is, the sports page is like the ticket, only in print. If you can read, pick one up to...
E-Break Classics.
All right, we have a winner.
Yay.
Broadway Joe Namath for his drunken appearance on ESPN Sunday Night Football with Stanley Colbert.
So it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is Buchanan through. Chad missed. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
A huge compliment.
Yeah.
Nick A's team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All
right. So
sad.
So sad.
E-Break Classic.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the Hardline, or now that they've become known the Headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those.
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
No, don't worry about it.
Fight through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much.
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
And welcome back to Clown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 summits up. Let's see how the Clown Crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumb tacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames!
But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date? Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
That will be the very best pickle in the world.
With GMAC financing, length of contract limited includes bonus cash. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 11/30/04. The 2004 Chevy Silverado. Chevy, turn the key, start a revolution. See your Texas Chevy dealer.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Mavericks try to go for back-to-back wins when they play the Grizzlies tonight at 7. Friendly Chevrolet brings you the ticker. Mavs beat the Trailblazers yesterday 92-83. Josh Howard says it helps to have Eric Dampier.
Great low post presence. We need him clicking every game, and he's back, and we're looking forward to big things from him again.
Grizzlies have reportedly hired Mike Fortello as their new head coach. This comes hours after Hubie Brown's resignation. TCU is playing for a bowl game. They take on Tulane today at 2:05. The Frogs are in the hunt because of their win over Southern Miss last week. And Gary Patterson says there's a plan in place.
We can run and play action. We hold on to the football, and defensively we get takeaways. We stop the run. We held Southern Miss to 66 yards.
Frogs are 4-1 at home, and that is where this game is this afternoon. The BCS has gotten more complicated after Texas' 26-13 win over Texas A&M. UT is fifth in the BCS standings currently, but may not go to a BCS bowl because of Cal and Utah, who are favored in the at-large bids. Boise State is also in the mix and could threaten for one of the two at-large bids. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Train Station Fitness Show. Special edition this morning from 7 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wondering if a crowded elevator smells different to a midget.
950 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. George D. John on the Train Station Fitness Show with Dr. Burt Berger, BB, and also Kurt Hamilton in the studio, who's a board-certified clinical nutritionist. What do we leave you with? Oh, we're going to talk turkey. No, we're going to talk, take some calls here. Steve, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, I have a question about TMJ and also about an injury I suffered a couple of years ago to my leg.
What are you chewing your leg off?
No, not chewing my leg off. I've sung in choir for most of my life, and I don't know if it's TMJ that I suffer with, but occasionally I do have a little muscle contraction underneath my jaw that when I yawn, I can't close my mouth, you know, letting that muscle relax for a minute.
Sorry, Steve, but that was funny. Imagine seeing somebody sit there for a while, their mouth is wide open, they can't close their mouth.
Right.
I would start throwing popcorn in it. Gummies, juju beads.
Juju beads, right.
Go ahead, Doc.
That didn't sound like the TMJ to me, because TMJ is generally higher up. Generally, it feels like it locks, like if you have a disc problem, there's actually a disc in the TMJ joint. What you're talking about sounds more like a muscle issue if it's down underneath the jaw. But, you know, it all comes in there together, but it would be, like I said, once again, you'd have to come in and get an evaluation. We'd just have to see what was going on.
Sure. And with my leg, I shattered my tibia a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And I've got a steel rod protruding through my leg now. I was able to run the turkey trot this past weekend.
Great.
But, how is it going through airports?
It's a little frustrating.
You take your pants off?
I haven't gone quite that far. You know, I usually wear shorts and I tell them, you know, that I have...
What about when it's January 5th and it's 18 degrees out? You wearing shorts?
Not traveling during that time.
Oh, all righty then. There you go. All right. We got to let you go, Steve, because we're short on time here today. I want to give Dr. Berger's number out, 214-219-3900. If you want to give him a call, have yourself evaluated. And also Kurt Hamilton, if you want to get in touch with him. His email is Kurt with the CURTG at Comcast.net. Let's go ahead and go to Dina. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys. I just have one more question. If you could stick me on hold, too, because I'm heading to Austin. I've already lost the ticket. When I do squats, George, I hear this creaking. Is there a good exercise I can do? Is there a tendon that I'm not stretching out before I do my squat?
Is it like almost like Rice Krispies when you put your hand on your knee, can you feel it?
No, not really. I don't feel any abnormal thing under the skin, but it just creaks every time I squat.
How old are you?
30. 31. Crap, I'm 31.
What type of activities did you do when you were younger? Any gymnastics or jarring type things, a lot of running and stuff?
I did some gymnastics when I was young, some track, cheerleading in high school mostly.
All that jumping and stuff. You know, Doc, here's what I would go, and then you might want to think about it also. Maybe a little chondromalacia issue.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about chondromalacia, we'll keep her on the line since she can't hear us. But go ahead and talk about what that might be, and also maybe a little issue with her meniscus.
Could be.
So you want to touch on that real fast?
More than likely, most of the stuff you see right now is called runner's knee. It's technically called chondromalacia patella. It's a grinding, or it's a roughness of the underside of the kneecap. It's basically grinding on one of the tibial plateaus. The way you would rehab that, obviously we'd laser it and we'd put you on good nutrition, first of all, to help rebuild some of that cartilage. The biggest thing, though, is to strengthen the medial, the adductors, and strengthen the vastus medialis, which is the medial, that teardrop-looking muscle in riders.
Right.
You have to get that patella back tracking properly. Now, you're never going to get rid of the rough sound. You just want to get rid of the pain. The only way to get rid of the rough sound is actually to go and have it cleaned out.
Well, either you can either do that, or if anybody 30 years old and older, what we found out, Dina, is that you should be taking glucosamine and chondroitin.
Gotta be.
And by doing that, and you should be taking about, 3,000, Kurt, you might know this, 3,000 milligrams or so. It says 1,500 on the bottle, but I know we can take a little more.
Yeah, it's really safe. 1,500 milligrams over 6 weeks, 150-pound person. If you're up every 50 pounds, add about 500 milligrams.
Exactly. And also, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for it to begin to work. But it is of my understanding, Dina, that it will help to rebuild and or stop the degeneration of that.
Right. Dina, I have a question also. Do you get tartar in the teeth?
You got nasty breath?
Not really bad. No, but I'm kind of like retentive when it comes to my teeth, you know.
Well, the reason I say that sometimes, and in this case, this might not be the issue, but a lot of times that popping, creaking sound is a classic sign of calcium coming out of solution as well.
Huh.
And sometimes that can be calcium to phosphorus should be about 10-4. Classic sign of that happening would be tartar in the teeth, creaking the joints, atherosclerosis, cataracts, kidney stones, gallstones.
I knew we had you here for some reason.
Yeah. That's so it's really interesting. You can use some orthophosphoric acid temporarily. And trouble is, if you get too much orthophosphoric acid, then you knock out your calcium.
Okay.
I love the whole food philosophy.
So here's the best idea for people listening to the show right now. Try to email Kurt if you have the same issue, and then he'll send you over to Dr. Berger to do a certain protocol, and he'll put you on it, and we'll go from there. Thanks for the call, Dina. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
Okay, can't take any more calls today. We've got a few minutes only left. We're not mixing and mingling with anybody, are we, Jason?
No.
No, there's nobody after us. I don't know what the
Ben and Skin.
Yeah, there you go. Ben and Skin. Okay, Big Daddy. All
they're
right.
They're nervous about mixing with you. They're afraid.
They're afraid?
Because they've never met you.
Come on in. We're going to give you a little baptismal. Come on in. You want to come in? You want to stay there?
They're coming to mix right now.
Let's go. Let's do the little mix. Mix and mingle. Have a little fun with Ben and Skin. Almost like Ben and Teller. Well, that's Penn and Teller. Does one of you not talk? He goes, I don't talk. Hey, coming up next week, we're going to talk, and you're not going to believe this. I thought I wasn't going to be here next week, so I gave the information to Kurt, Jason, and Kurt emails me back. And by the way, I deleted it. Kurt emails me back and tells me that he won't be here next week either.
By the way, he won't be here either, right?
Yeah. So he deletes the information. I don't have any of the information for next week's show, but I know somebody's calling in to talk about attitudes and fitness goals. It's going to be a fun show.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, hi, guys.
Hey, dude.
How's it going? What are you talking?
We're talking sports, and sports.
Uh-huh. Any specific one, like gymnastics, ass padding?
Archery, probably.
Archery.
Hey, I've got a question. You're the guy that takes the foot in the crotch, right?
Yeah.
And the spoon in the neck, correct?
No, knife in the neck.
Knife in the neck? Yeah. I walked in here one day and there was, that's it right there.
Oh, the spoon, that's the spoon. I did that in my groin just to screw around.
You did that in your groin? I thought it went in your neck.
No, the knife was in my neck.
So how do you just start, utensils into your body? How does this happen? Is this just, this is normal behavior, or how do you stumble upon these types of things?
That's just it. I stumbled upon it, bent the neck, and bent the knife, and figured, okay, I could try to do this on my own without stumbling.
That was incredible, by the way. I saw the knife. I was like,
oh, you remind
me not to ever mess with him.
Where's the knife? Did I leave it here?
They left it here, yeah.
Oh, really?
I put it on eBay.
Yeah.
$1,500 for that, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even get a cut. No commission out of that?
Finders keepers.
Wow.
How did you 150% of the loss.
How'd you do that, seriously?
Very carefully. I mean, it didn't cut you at all? Or?
No. I'm still here talking. You don't hear me get tricked. Hey, guys, Sports Radio 13, 10, the ticket.
It bent, though.
Yeah.
Do you think Skin could punch you as hard as he could in your throat and it wouldn't hurt you?
Well, I've taken, you obviously don't know a lot of the stuff that I've done. I'll just share with you real fast. Four linemen, one of them being Randy White at one time, punched me in the throat.
You don't know how strong I am.
Come on now.
That's incredible. Could you jump out this window right now?
I could, and I'd break my neck.
Oh, okay. But you would live. Who's the guy on Seinfeld that Costanza?
I'm not a flying squirrel.
Costanza had a crush on one of Elaine's boyfriends on Seinfeld, and the guy would be up on a balcony going, "Do you think I'd get hurt if I jumped off this? Is that what you think all day?"
Man, what do you think all day? I got better things to think about, like sex. What are you, sick? I think about jumping off roofs and stuff and trying to live. I don't take drugs.
So do you ever say, if I had sex with that, would I get hurt?
Yeah. I went on a date one time. She was kind of heavy, 400 pounds or so. We went out to dinner, a movie, dinner, Had to repeat one of them.
So you like big chicks, huh?
No.
Well, you said she was kind of...
Well, that was that one time. It was a blind date. I don't like girls. If you don't fit in this hinge right here,
uh-huh.
And I'm just for the people who can't see this, I keep the points of my thumbs together and my pinkies out.
I'm picturing the
butt has to fit in there. Spinner,
oh,
exactly.
Okay.
So well, like from what I hear, what Skin does, he puts his two other fingers together, he gets the pedophile.
That's right.
That's the wrong one you're supposed to use there. Yeah, well, hey, this is a good mix to mingle. We're baptizing you guys.
Hey, made your doctor friends uncomfortable.
Oh, no, they know me all day, every day. All day, every day.
Hey, I missed the coffee talk. Which one of you guys are talking about coffee?
That's the proctologist talk. That was him.
Okay, so coffee's a bad deal. You're downing coffee. Is that what the deal?
Not really necessary. Too much of anything, but too much caffeine. And I'm not really against having a cup of coffee today. But people use it to mask adrenal exhaustion. That's the key.
Too much sex is good for the abs, though.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. You were talking about. I heard somebody talking about their knee popping, and it ended up. You ended up talking about bad breath. Was that the same conversation?
No.
Every time the knee popped, they got bad breath.
Acid reflux. Was that seriously tied in together at all? Or?
No, but I could draw a correlation. Digestion is the beginning of everything. So bad breath smells like feces. That's literally what it's backing up.
Wow.
Good hydrochloric acid, good digestion.
Breath's so bad, looking forward to your farts.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Anyway, I want to thank Jason today for doing an awesome job, and Layla for being so patient with the stool talk she shared with us in the break about her stool, and it was kind of gross.
Oh, yeah.
But she's still being quiet. Look at her cracking up over there without the headphones and mic in front of her face. You guys have a great show. What are you on from 10 to what?
To noon.
I thought it was going to be 10 to 10:15, but that's good.
They're going to give us an opportunity.
Wow. Okay. Hey, wait, they do a lot for the people on the weekends, on the holidays, right? All right, guys, have a great show. See you coming up next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin.
Many years ago, in the late 1800s, James Merton, an Irish ship captain, came to this town and decided to erect an office building. He called this building the Merton Flimmer Building, after himself and someone else who local legend has it was named Flimmer.
10:02 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today, and I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Skin.
I'm Scarred.
Hey, what was that? What was that, though? I've never heard that intro.
Being John Malkovich?
That was excellent.
The 7.5 or 9.5 floor, when they're talking about how the... Oh, that's right. It's like an instructional video, or like an industrial video on as to why the floor is only half a story high.
That was great. Hey, this
Your
is
high
Ben
ceilings
Skin.
Mock me.
And Skin, we're in for The Rant today, and we're going to go all the way till noon. As you just heard, if you listen to us, with a historic mix with George DeJean.
Mm.
I kicked him in his nuts as he was leaving, and he didn't mind.
He didn't even know it happened.
What about, he mocked you punching him in the neck. Did you seriously, was there a part of you that just wanted to punch him in the neck right then when he acted like it wouldn't even bother him?
Not really at all.
We're joined by Jason as well. Jason, how you doing?
I love your work.
Jason, you're going to be producing and engineering, is that right?
Sure.
Would you take these calls, please, sir?
Sure.
Phones are going crazy. If you want to jump on with Ben and Skin and talk Sports Talk Radio on Sports Talk Radio, 214-787-1310. We're also joined by Layla. Let's touch base with her and find out what's going on with traffic.
Oh, can I do the kind of traffic we did the last time where I just give the odds?
Yeah, that's good. What do you got?
All right. I say 7 to 2 that there will be some traffic on 635. East of Central.
That's those are good odds.
That
I'll
is
roll
my
with
pick
that.
Today. Now I do not have any trifectas.
Hey, the show is breaking down. George, what's up, dude?
Can't find my keys in my car.
Can't you just start it?
Oh, it's in my jacket, you idiot!
I figured that guy could just stick his finger in his car and start it.
I could just stick another thing and start that.
Oh no!
Oh
dear!
Lord!
All right.
Chaos is breaking out.
Take care, George.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
be quoting Ralph Wiggum all day?
It's possible. Ben was going to quote Chief Wiggum all day.
I'm sorry, I was very tense when George was...
He thought he came back in here to kick your ass.
He was frisking me right after I made that comment. How's traffic looking out there?
He tongued my ear.
I said 7 to 2 that 635 is going to have some traffic east of Central.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we're gonna talk sports here and some other things.
We were going to, but all that's on TV is Hillary Duff. There's four TVs with nothing but Hillary Duff on it.
We've got a great show. We're going to go around the NFL at 11:30, and make sure you wait to place your wagers until you hear us break down the games.
You'd be crazy not to.
At 11:10, what in the hell is Parcells thinking? We'll get into that at 11:10. At 10:50, America's favorite segment, Radio Port.
Delicious.
At 10:30, we're going to talk a little Mavs. What's going on with their offense? It's a little messed up right now. And then coming up next, we're going to talk about Julius Jones and all this talk about the Cowboys' D being back on track next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. At Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, there's no lard on our sports heart. We're serving up tasty ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50. Now delivered in new carb-friendly wraps every hour. With minimal impact on your blood sugar, The Ticket is high in protein and heavy in unsaturated breaking sports news and hot sports opinions. Remember, you'll get 100% of your recommended daily allowance of HSOs from your e-break.
Let me ask Jimmy Christopher in the ticker room, if he can, if he's still in the ticker room. Oh, he's not in the ticker room.
He ain't coming in the studio, though.
All right.
He's trying to break sports news out
and
keep it clear.
I just want you to go into your room and find the quote of Daryl Sutter for us, complaining about what he feels is a conspiracy theory against the Calgary Flames.
Okay.
All right. I know that's in the end code because I heard the duck.
Am I on?
Use it this morning. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not on. I'm not on.
Yes,
but
you are.
Back into the room.
You are on. Your headset's not on.
Your headset's not on, Jimmy.
Your headset's not on. See, there you are.
Okay, I am on.
All right.
My headset's on,
that's
too.
Good. Jerry, thanks, you're totally excused. There you go. Okay.
All right. I am, too. I'm going to go back to my room.
Hey,
nice seeing you, Norm.
Hey,
you're live in the
Jimmy, it's nice to have you in the studio.
Without seeing you through glass.
Yep. Double glass, as a matter of fact.
That's Jimmy's going to get a
gosh, those
Gerald Sutter coming.
E-break classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. Well, we also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the...
I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that mixed up.
It's KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow,
too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some poor P1 domicile. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumb tacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
You know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below, nordsamerica.com. N-O-R-I-T-Z, America.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's. nordsamerica.com. Nord's. Always hot.
Fritz BMW of North Arlington for a test drive. BMW, the ultimate driving
to us this holiday season. I'm going with the HP Media Center PC running an AMD Athlon 64 processor. Buy now and you get cash back from HP. It's a computer. Well, I mean, it's more than that. It's like a brain that runs all your music, movies, and digital photography from a remote. It records and pauses live TV, about anything you want. It's going to be the center of our entire digital world, okay? And AMD is the way to go safe, with enhanced virus protection for the new Microsoft Windows XP SP2 built in. Thanks to the AMD Athlon 64 processor and our new HP Media Center PC, we are going places. Well, really, I mean, we don't ever have to get off the couch again, but, you know, I mean, digitally speaking, you know, whoosh, out there.
Buy an HP Media Center PC running an AMD Athlon 64 processor now at select Circuit City Office Depot or CompUSA locations. And for a limited time, get up to $150 cash back from HP with a mail-in rebate. See your local retailer for details.
This is The Ticket.
There's a battle of two good running backs today in Lubbock, Men's Warehouse, and Toyota of Dallas, bringing the ticker Oklahoma's safe plays at Texas Tech. Oak State features Vernon Morency, one of the leading backs in the Big 12. He will face Torian Henderson for Texas Tech, and Mike Leach says Henderson should see some work. Kickoff today is at 2:40. The Mavericks play back-to-back when they play the Grizzlies tonight at 7. Mavs are coming off their first win in their last four games. They beat the Blazers yesterday. Memphis has reportedly hired Mike Fratello to replace head coach UB Brown, who resigned because of health reasons. And Minnesota receiver Randy Moss has been allowed to play however long he can against the Jaguars. Moss has missed the past three Vikings games with a partially torn hamstring. That's a ticket ticker, a service of Goodyear. Now through November 27th, get up to a $75 mail-in rebate with the purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin. This Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys Executive Vice President and Director of Player Personnel, Stephen Jones, talks with Norm Hitzkus, Wednesdays at 11:10. Brought to you by DiamondDoctor.com, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:12 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Skin. Listen how funky that is. What is that? That's I Shot the Sheriff, the Bob Marley tune. But it's done by Red Holt, Young Unlimited. Enjoy that, people. Jason's getting his groove on in there. He looks good when he dances, man. I'd hit that.
Hey, at 10:30, we're going to talk about the Mavericks. We're going to talk about yesterday's game with the Trailblazers. Of course, the Mavs won that one 92-83. We're also going to preview tonight's game at Memphis, the coachless Memphis Grizzlies. They don't have a new coach yet, do they?
I think that the rumor, as Layla broke the story nationally, is that Mike Fratello will be the head coach, which makes sense because he's been pining for every NBA job the last 10 years, and he was a big assistant for QB Brown back in the day. So it makes sense, but I don't think it's official yet.
I don't think I broke the story.
Oh, no.
It's a rumor.
Wait, I just broke the story that Layla didn't break the story.
If you'd like to touch base with us and break a story in the air, 214-787-1310. We're going to be caller-friendly for the entire presentation as we take you all the way to noon o'clock.
Layla, run out in the cubicle area and call us. Would you do that? We want to get the ball rolling on calls.
You too, Jason. Let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving's Cowboys-Bears game, where the Cowboys won 21-7. A lot to talk about from that game, but obviously, the most exciting thing, if you're a Cowboys fan, the thing that you're pointing to is Julius Jones and the incredible performance that he had.
Mm-hmm. See, I was, as a Cowboy fan, really excited about the reemergence of Vinny Testaverde in the second half. But you're right, Ben. Julius Jones was more impressive.
Now, there's a lot to get into here. There's so many issues to discuss regarding this game and Parcells and Jones. And we're gonna touch base on Parcells specifically at 11:10. But right now, we're going to talk about the thought that's out there. You hear people saying it. You heard Troy say it during the game. What would have happened if Julius Jones would have been here all season?
11-0, probably.
I mean, he looked great. Let's talk about what he's been able to do. 33 carries, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Chicago. It was just an incredible effort.
That was delicious.
Coming off of, 5 days prior, 30 carries, 81 yards against Baltimore. So in a 5-day span, 66 carries. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's the thing that's phenomenal, because you know that that Baltimore is going to beat you up, and Baltimore did beat him up. And to be able to carry the ball that many times in only 5 days, coming off of the broken clavicle, that's really impressive. And I think that's aside from the moves you saw in the open field, that first touchdown run, that was bananas, where he had those two dudes running in each other. That's stuff to get excited about, but to me, the number one thing is that he took that much punishment in 5 days.
The biggest question is about him has been, his health. Is he going to be able to? Is he sturdy enough? He's a small guy. Is he a 30 or 25 carry guy, or is he just a change of pace, 8 carry guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the sooner they can answer that question, the sooner they can move forward into next year, knowing that's not something they need to address. And I think that question's been answered. I think now Julius Jones is your guy, and I'm not saying he's Walter Payton after 2 games, but I think He shows more burst than they've seen in a long time. He looks faster than Emmett to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got good. He sees the whole field. I love the way that he'll break outside and he can get outside.
Get to the corner, man.
Get to the corners.
And like you said, that move that he put on that safety on that 33-yard touchdown run, we have not seen that in so long. Because, you know, you look at Hambrick or any of the guys that have been carrying the ball since Emmitt, and Emmitt when he was just terrible towards the end of his career in Dallas. And, you know, you haven't seen anybody be able to put an open field move on anybody. Usually they just try to run over them and then they fall down.
Yeah, being able to change direction that quickly downfield is an amazing attribute that's been so long since we've had that. Because even, you know, in Emmitt's later years, even in those productive later years, he was still never able to do that type of stuff. So it seems like, man, just a whole new wrinkle to Cowboys' offensive identity that you haven't seen in 10 years.
But let's be honest, it's early. He's looked great so far. I think he's looked good enough that you can continue to throw him out there and see what you got, but you can turn your focus on other issues on the team. And you know, the thought that, wow, if he would have been here all season, the Cowboys would be a playoff team is ridiculous, because the biggest problem on this team is their defense. It's absolutely terrible.
Well, they were going to have him rush the passer as well. I mean, he was going to be a two-way player, so that's where all this thought comes from, that the team would have been so much probably would have been the best team in the league had had he been healthy all year, because their defense would have been so much better. Kind of ridiculous.
The Bears, and people getting excited about the way the defense played against the Bears are basically like an average college team right now.
Wait, what does that say about Chutch? Poor Chutch. Did you see where Lovie Smith said, we're going to try everybody at quarterback, and poor Chutch is back in Texas State, and you know he wants to get his shine on because he felt he was treated so poorly here. And Johnny Quinn is out there stinking it up. I mean, you're right. That's the Bears is a really, really bad team. And to get excited that Marcellus Wiley, you know, finally gotten the stat sheet. Oh, that's great. He got a stat sheet against a bad team. And they're talking about how, hey, just 5 days earlier, look at what the Cowboys did against that Baltimore rushing attack when they were running out their third string running back. So let's not have a party too soon about this last 5 days for the Cowboys.
Let's go to Jason. You're on with Ben and Skin on the Ticket.
Hi, man.
Hey, man.
Sports.
Hey.
God, that actually is Jason that I told to call us from the other room.
How you doing?
Hey, dude.
Okay, that's all I got. All
right, that was good. Thanks for calling.
Wow.
Send him an email.
Let's go to Chris. You're on with Ben and Skin on the Ticket.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, y'all started backpedaling there, but I thought y'all had your tickets already to Canton for Jones there. I mean, give it a break. I mean, Baltimore, the game was out of reach. Like you said, the Bears are pathetic. You know, the guys look pretty decent, but there's a lot of running backs out there that look pretty decent starting off. We'll see how the guy holds up.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's only been 2 weeks, but I think it's just some of those things, that the kind of natural ability that he seems to possess that we haven't seen here in so long is what gets you excited. And we saw it for a little burst in the preseason, too, and then he got hurt. But, you know, no, we're not saying, I mean, we're kind of being a little cynical here. We're not saying that the Cowboys season would be completely different had Julius Jones been in the mix. Yes, their offense would have been better, because they have not had any rushing component aside from the three carries every three games that Rashard Lee gets. But, no, I mean, this is the time, you know, when you have a team that's out of the playoff picture, you do want to look for little things to get excited about. And I think we know now that Jason Witten is a stud. And we got to feel pretty good that Julius Jones has the tools to be a top-level running back in the NFL as long as he can stay healthy. And you got to pair that, Ben, with the trade on draft day to get Buffalo's pick. You know, has Steven Jackson blown your doors off, or Kevin Jones, or any of those guys? I mean, that was the best rookie performance of the year, what Julius Jones did on Thursday. So of any, you know, let's not get excited about any of these running backs from this class yet, but certainly Julius Jones showed in the last week that he can, you know, be compared favorably with the other rookie running backs, and they still have Buffalo's pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, that's the best game by a rookie, but it's not necessarily the best season. It's by far the best game.
Mm-hmm.
But Steven Jackson's looked good, too. But I know what you're saying. You're saying, you know, prior to that, it was pretty much like he was the forgotten guy, like they made a huge mistake.
They made him huge, right.
He's been hurt all year. He's at least had the best single-game performance of any of those guys. And, I mean, Kevin Jones is getting the opportunity. He's getting a lot of carries now. He looks good, but he hasn't looked near as good as Julius. Steven Jackson, I wonder how good he'll look if he'll get the ball and actually becomes the man there.
Right.
Falcon his way. But you touched on something that was the whole key to this. How much, even if Steven Jackson is better than Julius Jones, is he another first-round pick better?
Yeah, he's got to be way better than Julius Jones to justify not doing that draft day deal, which right now, you know, Cowboys look like they're going to end up worse than Buffalo, because Buffalo's gotten on a little mini roll here, but still, you know, worst case scenario, Buffalo at least, let's say they just finish the season on a tear, that's at least going to be the 15th pick, and the Cowboys will probably land in that top 10. And even if you want to package those two picks together and move up in the top five, something like that, if Julius Jones is productive, that's the key. As long as he doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer, just be productive, then that deal is a no-brainer.
And another thing, we're definitely keeping his performance in perspective, but at the same time, you know, the Bears, although they're a terrible team against the run, they give up a lot of rushing yards, you know, they were facing a Cowboy team where, the Cowboys only got 31 yards passing in the first half. So they pretty much knew that they weren't going to get beat with the pass, so they could pack the box. And, you know,
he still had 91 yards in that first half.
Right. And so, I mean, I think while we're not dumping Gatorade buckets on ourselves as Cowboy fans just yet, we are saying, man, there were so many things to be excited about. And it goes beyond just the stat line, the 150 and two touchdowns. It goes beyond that. You know, again, it's the carries. It's the durability. I mean, this is a guy who had just been out for an extended period with an injury. He comes back and gets 66 carries. Or what, 63?
64, I think. Did he have 31 or 30 against Baltimore?
64 carries in 5 days.
That's the number. That's the most impressive thing to me.
All right, let's go to Calvin. You're on with Ben and Skin on the Ticket.
Hey, I just wanted to say, when it comes to Julius Jones, he is something to be happy about because we have no home run hitters on offense, basically. Ever since Antonio Brown left and Cherry Glenn got hurt, when it comes to the running game, Eddie George, he could not hit the hole quick enough. You can see it, but as soon as he gets to it, right before he gets to it, it closes down. And I just want the people in Dallas, you got to give Parcells a little bit more time. Maybe he made some decisions in terms of quarterbacks that are a little bit of questionable, but I think in today's NFL, things have to fall right for you. We had a lot of injuries this year. We had a lot of unforeseen things this year. And in today's NFL, because it's kind of a level playing field for most teams, if things don't go right for you on the injury front or a few guys don't perform as well as you think that they do, then that's the difference between being 6-10 and 10-6, and I think that's kind of what everybody has to take a look at.
I'd like to thank Avery Johnson for calling in.
You know what, the interesting thing, too, kind of maybe, you know, he's talking about the injuries and stuff, and, you know, in the back of my mind I'm thinking, look, the bottom line is the defense still sucks. How much difference does Darren Woodson make? I mean, I don't know that I can even convince myself that he would make that much difference because he still would be an aging safety. They still would be terrible. And you know what? Frazier's been okay the last few years. I mean, they kind of stumbled onto at least somebody that's mildly competent there. And I think in turn, Terrence Newman's been much better the last few weeks. But they're still not going to be able to get any pressure on the quarterback.
You got to have one or the other. You can't have bad quarterbacks and no pass rush. You got to have one or the other because they help each other so much. And the Cowboys have really neither. And they went into the season, and you know, following last season, you know, you could say Mario Edwards was their best corner. You knew Newman had way more upside. It wasn't close, but you could say he was their most accomplished veteran corner. They lose him. They don't address it. They address the pass rush by bringing in Marcellus Wiley, who's done nothing. Finally got a sack against the Bears. He's done nothing. So there's so many holes in this defense that the last thing I want to see the Cowboys do is package their two first-round picks for one player because they've got so many holes.
Yeah, you're right. They need the depth.
Stars, man, and they need to address that defense. And you're right. Calvin was right on his call. They don't have any home run hitters on offense. I mean,
right.
Eddie George, I would rather see the Cowboys hand the ball off to Witten than Eddie George. I mean, really, he's basically a big tight end back there at this point in his career. He's got no burst. He's got no speed. It's pointless to play him back there. So it is a different team now with Julius Jones. Hopefully they can build on that and know that as they go into the future, that's one position that they've got locked up. And, you know, of course, the quarterback position is the one everyone wants to talk about. We're going to get into that at 11:10 because the question has to be asked, what in the hell is Parcells thinking? I know Jerry's wondering as well.
I might just kill myself before that segment because I'm so depressed about it.
But coming up next, we're going to talk Dallas Mavericks basketball. The Mavs win yesterday against the Trailblazers. They've got Memphis today at Memphis. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Mavs offense. Is it in trouble? Next.
What are we thankful for?
Julius Jones looks good. Terrence Newman played really well. That's 4 or 5 good games in a row for him.
Mm-hmm. The Cowboys beat the Bears.
Terrence Copper might beat something.
The boys travel to the Great Northwest to take on the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, December 6th at 8.
The good news wasn't the win to me. The good news was, hey, some young players played well. And the bad news was the most important young player gets an incomplete.
The Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins December 6th at 7. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Daniel Boone.
Thank you very much. We have a winner. Kurt Menefee, former ticket talk show host, now big-time guy on Fox, talking to Aaron Boone, but calling him something else, and the event something else last night on Fox.
Final question. Your brother, Brett, has been following you throughout this whole series. You going to celebrate with him tonight?
Yeah, you better stay and hang out with us a little bit after this one. Unbelievable.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Brett Boone, World Series hero. Guys?
Well, Brett Boone has...
No, Brett Boone standing right next to me. Thank you.
You know what made it worse is how emphatically he said it.
Yeah, Brett Boone.
World Series hero.
Kurt's first win, boys.
All right. We'll have to notify him of that. I love the Daniel Boone Super Bowl champion.
E-Break Classic.
Well, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No. Yeah. Not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever.
What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah, we didn't say
it. Something was required out of us there. Yeah.
Big win for Junior. Thank now you. Into double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great. Yes. Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
The champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
It must be out, honey.
You're out of Crown? Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go. But you just got here. We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
Look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
How do Norris tankless water heaters work?
Norris water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs. Whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Norwitz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Norwitz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NorritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Norritz. That's NORITZAmerica.com. Norritz, always hot.
It's CompUSA, simplifying the business of life.
I'm Layla White. Don Nelson doesn't want to get excited. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey now, Mike Reiner of The Hardline here, and this week while you're out shopping for a new car, make your last stop the Auto Leasing Supercenter, AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex invites you to come by their 60,000 square foot discount Auto Leasing Supercenter. Conveniently located on Central Expressway between Spring Valley and Beltline in Richardson, you'll find out that you didn't have to do all that legwork after all. The best auto leases were right there waiting for you. The best price on the best cars with the most knowledgeable auto leasing specialists. It's no wonder Autoflex Leasing leases more cars, trucks, and sport utility vehicles than any other dealer. 234-1234 is the number to call at either the 972 or 817 area code, or check out their website, www.autoflex.com, to start saving money today. So call Autoflex Leasing today, 234-1234, or go to their website, www.autoflex.com, and deal with someone you know.
The Ticket.
The Mavericks play in Memphis tonight at 7. Mavs are coming off a win over the Trailblazers after losing 3 in a row before that. And Don Nelson says the losing streak isn't that surprising.
I kept telling you it was fool's gold early. We were beating teams by 15 points, and we seemed to be at a different level than everybody else. This is the level I expected us to be early.
Memphis has reportedly hired Mike Fratello as their head coach. Hubie Brown stepped down, citing health reasons. TCU is still alive for a bowl berth. They play host to Tulane today, and with a win, the Horned Frogs could be in. They played Southern Miss last week, and Gary Patterson says he wants to keep the blitz going today as well.
I try to make all quarterbacks uncomfortable. We're going to try to do what we need to do to make sure we can win the ball game by 1 point. I think one of the things we did last week is we were able to hit the quarterback a lot.
Kickoff is at 2:05 at Amon G. Carter Stadium. Late into the college football season, the BCS picture is still not clear. Texas is number 5 in the BCS. They beat A&M, who's AP number 22. And even though Texas is fit, it doesn't mean they'll play in a BCS bowl. The Longhorns are competing with Cal in Utah for the at-large bid, and Boise State could also threaten for a bid. FYI, Boise State plays Nevada tonight. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin this morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Breaking sports news first guaranteed with a ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, yeah. 10:33 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, Ben and Skin, filling in for our aunt, as we do the last Saturday of each month. Coming up at 11:10, we're going to get into Drew Henson mania and why Bill Parcells hates Jerry Jones. I've got good news for you fans of The Norm. This is going to be on Wednesday, December 1st, Ben. That's next Wednesday. Norm Hitzkiss is going to be at Volvo of Dallas. Now that's at Frankfurt and I-35 in Carrollton. You can go and register to win ticket T-shirts, Mavs tickets, and there's going to be free food provided by Randy White's Barbecue. I don't know if that's Randy White Cowboy or Randy White Maverick, but one of those Randy Whites will provide free barbecue. And as you know, whenever Norm gets a brand new Volvo, Norm, he immediately calls the GM of Volvo of Dallas and tells him what an extraordinary car it is. So go see Norm on Wednesday, December 1st, Ben. That's this upcoming Wednesday. He will be at Volvo of Dallas. So go party with Norm. Now, yesterday, we had the very odd weekday noon tip-off with the Dallas Mavericks as they hosted the Metroplex's second favorite team, Portland Trailblazers. It's weird how popular the Portland Trailblazers are here in Dallas. But they came into town to try and see if they couldn't aid the Mavericks in ending the Mavericks' little losing streak that they've been on. The Mavericks had lost 3 in a row going into this game, and alas, they prevailed in the very odd noon tip-off, 92-83. Now, I must say, from the very start, that was one of the worst basketball games I think I've ever sat through. That game was awful. It was so bad. Those teams both looked so discombobulated. I think the Mavericks shot below 40% and still won that thing. Where's the two? Is that right? Oh, no, I'm wrong. They only shot. Yeah, they shot 39% total, and they still won that thing. It was so ugly. You know what? If you're doing the 1 o'clock Sunday start on the East Coast, there's something to that. But the 12 o'clock start in the Central Time Zone the day after Turkey is ridiculous, and it showed on the floor. But the bottom line is the Mavericks got out of it with a win, and they were able to end an early losing skid. And I guess you could say they did it with their defense, Benny Rogers.
Yeah, we've talked about this extensively on the postgame show. This is just such a different Maverick team. And they're a team that they're young, they're athletic, they play great defense. They're third in the NBA in steals, I believe, or they're up there in the top 5.
They like sex, too.
You know, they're just they're a team that plays such scattering reach in D. I mean, they attack the ball, they're incredibly aggressive, and it's such a pleasure to watch. The only problem is it's a polar opposite of,
of the type of basketball we've seen in the past where there's an offensive cohesion that just is ridiculous. And that's what they had with Steve Nash. And it really comes down to Steve Nash. I mean, you can have great, you can have that smooth running offense, and then on the other end of the court, you can have, you know, your point guard getting beat off the dribble and the whole defense breaking down.
Yeah.
So if what they need to do eventually over time, you hope that their young players become better offensively. That way they can have more balance. But in particular, they've got to get better on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And still, though, keep in mind, this team is not near being healthy. They really miss Michael Finley.
Yeah.
Dirk's playing hurt. Jason Terry's playing hurt. Marquise Daniels is playing hurt. They're really banged up, but they're scrapping. It's kind of like what you were saying on the postgame show, where they had to somehow scrap and survive.
Grind and survive, baby.
And that's what they did. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but they were able to grind it out, and they did it by hitting the glass. They dominated the glass
by 21 or something ridiculous like that. And, you know, I think one thing that's symptomatic of the way that they're playing right now, I mean, of their, let's see, they scored 92 points, and I know that I saw at one point at least 31 of those were fast break points. If you're getting a third of your points off fast breaks, that means you're cleaning the glass and getting it out, or you're creating havoc with your defense and creating points that way. And that's great. You want to get easy points. You want to get easy points in basketball. Because a lot of times, you know, when you're playing a good team defensively, which Portland is, and San Antonio was the night before, you want to get easy baskets to complement that. But they don't have the offensive, what you use the word cohesion, it's a good word, they aren't flowing offensively. And one of the things is they're doing way too much isolation stuff. I don't know if they're doing it because Nelson doesn't have confidence in these guys being able to move the ball. I'm not sure exactly why, or maybe they're waiting until Finley gets back. But the only time they look confident to me, or at least I'm going to say Devin Harris, looks confident in the offensive sets is when they do high pick and roll, because it's all laid out there for him. He either, you know, drive hard or pull up or hits the guy that sets the pick. You know, and a lot of times when they're trying to get into more traditional sets, he looks tentative. His body language looks tentative. And another problem they're having is a lot of times when they're trying to run sets and the ball gets to Josh Howard, the offense just comes to a standstill. I mean, he'll sit there and hold the ball 5 seconds, and then after three, he'll start looking at the basket like, I think I should shoot this. And there's just no flow. The group of guys that they have on the floor yet, they're not fitting into the offense properly yet, and it's causing them some problems. Now, we want those guys to work those issues out because those are the guys that we want on the floor, but that's the problem. One, and you brought up, you're very down on Jerry Stackhouse.
I've had it with him.
You've had it with him. And one of the problems I see with Stackhouse is that everything he does offensively is out of isolation. And if he's not on, which he's only been on two games this year, really, the New Jersey and Washington games, he was great in both of those games. But the other games, it's become isolation, and the other guys aren't involved in the offense, and it's a total bog. And Nelly only played him 14 minutes yesterday, and when he took him out the last time, I was sitting right down there on press row, Stackhouse said something unhappily to Nelly and never got back in the game.
Stackhouse had 3 turnovers yesterday and 5 points. This is his opportunity with Michael Finley out, with Daniels banged up. I mean, this is his opportunity. The offense bogging down, he's a guy that even if they just isolate, he's a guy that should be able to dominate his defender and put points on the board, get to the line, be aggressive, do something. The offense should be running through him when it's not running through Dirk, and it's not. It's because
it's
he's in a bag.
Him, yeah.
It's ending with him, and he's looked absolutely terrible. And, you know, I came into this season kind of with a skeptical eye about him. I came in thinking, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on him. I'm going to look for something to go wrong to where he's not happy being a sixth man. I know he doesn't want to be a sixth man. I know he's going to, at the end of this year, no matter what, I know he's going to pull a Jameson and say, you know, I don't want to do this permanently. Mm-hmm. I agreed to do it for 1 year. I don't have any reason to believe that other than, you know, just that's my instinct.
I got
to
double check, but I think he's only got 1 year left after this year. He's definitely going to want to be in the situation where he can, because he's not making bananas money. He's only making like 7 million.
He is not taking advantage of Finley being out. He has looked miserable, and I'm sick of him. And you know what? I'm expecting a mushroom cloud to go up from a chemistry perspective because, you know, I heard, you know, I was reading Nick Van Exel's comments. He said he likes the Mavericks. He likes their team because they can play defense. And he said the big question with them will be chemistry. When I read that, I was thinking, okay, chemistry. They've got such a great locker room full of great guys. I wonder if he's talking about Stackhouse, which, you know, I have no reason to believe that he could be talking about anything. But that's kind of, I've been looking for that to blow up. The more I see him play poorly, the more I think, man, this isn't going to get better when he starts getting less minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He could become a real problem, and, you know, he could demand a trade or something. I mean, I don't know that I'd be against it. Right now, if Finley was here,
I don't want to see Josh Howard lose minutes.
Right.
Finley showed how important he is to the offense. You got to have him out there.
He needs the shooters, man.
And Marquise may be the second most important person for the future of this team besides Dirk. I mean, you got to have him out there. Mm-hmm. So and when all three of those guys are healthy, I want Stack to be the odd man out. And my bet is he's not going to be happy with that.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be happy with that. Vlade wouldn't be happy with that. And it'd be different if he was producing. But the thing is when his shot's not falling, he hurts the team because there's nothing else that he does.
And Vlade will be happy with that.
That's right. There's nothing else that he does, and the offense does become a complete bog when he's not on.
All right, let's go to Aaron on a cell. You're on with Ben and Skin on the ticket.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
What up, Aaron?
Hey, Josh Howard, question for you. I can't remember which one of you brought it up, but said that when he's getting the ball on offense, it's just a complete, stop down and
right.
ruins their whole cohesion. So how is that happening when Nelly's coming out and just ranting and raving about how great he is and he's one of the best young players in the league? I mean, is Nelly not seeing that, or is that really going on where he's that detrimental to him on offense?
Yeah, no, what I'm talking about, thanks for calling me, I'm talking about in the half-court set, when they're running their half-court offense, Josh Howard is indispensable. He's been, outside of Dirk, I think he's been the best Maverick this year. And he's doing it with his defense. He's doing it. He's the most natural rebounder on the team. Vampier is the best rebounder because of his size. But in terms of just having being intuitive about where the ball is going to come off the rim, he's great about that. He's got long arms. He's athletic. And what's happened is Nelly has shown, everyone always says, hey, Nelly hates rookies. Well, Josh Howard and Marquise Daniels are both guys that got time last year because they made up for their turnovers and their rookie mistakes in other ways, namely defense and rebounding. He's been awesome in transition, but I'm talking about specifically in the half-court set, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing so much isolation. We saw Ben against Minnesota, the play of the game where he crossed up Kevin Garnett, took him to the hole and scored on him. That came out of an isolation set, and that's what I'm saying. One of the problems with isolation is if a guy's not on, then your offense looks really, really stagnant. And that's kind of been one of the things that we've seen in the opening weeks of the season when their offense isn't on, is because the guy in isolation isn't on and the other guys aren't involved and it's hurting the team. Yesterday, he was great on the offensive glass. That's one of the reasons they won. Offensive rebounding and defense, and he was a big part of that. So I'm not trying to say Josh Howard isn't a great player and a big part of the team. I'm just saying at times he's one of the symptoms of a poor half-court offense right now.
And really right now, Nelly had the comments. We witnessed his emergence against KG the other night. He's taken his game to another level, and with that other level comes higher expectations.
Right.
And now we're going to be holding him under higher expectations because we've seen what he's capable of doing, and we want to see him do it more often. Let's go to Sean. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
My question was, I'm not so early in the season, but how do you think Vampire is going to affect the team down the road? I mean, to me, he seems like he's not been as effective as his contract would make him be.
He's been what he's been in his, so far he's been in his whole career. It's interesting tonight, they're playing Memphis. Well, last time they played Memphis, he had 18 points and 13 rebounds. It was absolutely awesome. Now, when he is not on offensively or when he's not involved offensively, he's still 6'11", 265, and he still clogs up the middle, and he still makes things easier on Dirk. So I think his impact has been tremendous, and I think he's part of the reason, in conjunction with these really good aggressive perimeter defenders that they're rolling out there, why their defense has been so much better. I think yesterday you saw he got a lot of, almost all his points came off dunks. Him, guys finding him right underneath the basket. He's a good dump-off guy, and also he's a good offensive rebounder. So I think he's had an impact, even when it hasn't shown up in the stat sheet.
Yeah, and I don't think either of us are really surprised at what we've seen out of Dampier.
No.
I think the public there was a perception out there based on the size of his contract and the lack of familiarity with him as a player.
Right.
Thinking that he was going to come in here and he was going to be baby Shaq.
There's one Shaq.
And the thing about this is a watered-down league when it comes to the center position. Man, there's not very many good ones. So when you say he's top five in the NBA or whatever, that's not necessarily saying, hey, you can expect to see the best play at center in the history of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he's a big body. He does a lot of things that don't show up in the stats. He helps the team in so many ways. I consider him a complimentary center. I don't think he's a center that you're going to run the ball through, you're going to try to get him the ball, you're going to run the offense through him, back him down, and they're going to double team him. I don't really think of him like that. I think he's at his best when the entire offensive unit is just clicking, and he's getting some offensive putbacks, or he's getting the ball in perfect position under the basket, and things like that. So
Mavs fans probably should tap the brakes on expecting too much out of him.
Yeah, and don't get confused by the money situation. You know, he's making less than Mastarovic. And if you look at Mastarovic's stats, you know, we just saw him play the other night. They're not overly impressive. But the thing about it is he can play a little high post. He's a nice compliment. He makes Duncan better. Same thing with Dampier. Dampier is going to make Dirk better just by his mere presence. And so in that sense, you know, I think he's definitely worth it. In terms of scoring, you know, the only time, it's like Ben said, the only time I want him really getting the ball in the flow of an offense is if he has his man completely sealed and it's just an easy little turnaround putback. I don't want him flooring it and spinning to the basket. That's not the type of center he is. But his mere presence makes his team better.
All right, you're listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. Coming up at 11:10, we're going to talk about what in the hell Parcells is thinking. But coming up next, a 13-year-old abducts an exotic dancer with a shotgun. Fast on the ticket.
I'm speaking to the P1s, and the P1s only. The underprivileged children of Dallas need your help. These are good kids. I know you can't put these kids in the Ring of Honor, but buy them a toy and give them a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Jeff Catlin here, professional sports program director. We like to joke around a lot at the ticket, but this holiday season, the ticket toy drive is no joke.
No, uh-uh.
Bring a new unwrapped toy to any of the 10 Metroplex Boottown locations before December 10th. And your donation benefits underprivileged kids throughout Dallas.
Oh, yes, and for less than the cost of one of my Superfecta tickets, you can brighten a child's day.
Hey, Norm, second, I'm not done here.
I'm sore. That's it. I'm sore.
E-Break Classic.
It's not like us where we have to fight for a parking place and fight traffic and stand in line to get a rent car. No.
But still,
it's all done for him.
Doing all of that, the flying and then sitting in the courtroom and then flying back, it's got to put a dent in his rate schedule.
Gordon Keith.
I'm not even sure what to say to that.
I mean, basketball schedule. I mean, don't you have to practice and dribble and stuff?
Yes, the team has practices, Gordon.
I mean, dribble drills and stuff.
How did you miss, how did you confuse the two, basketball and RAT?
Yeah, how did you confuse the two?
Well, with Kobe, you're talking about both things.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so, it's natural for a newsman's mind to get...
Newsman?
Yes, Craig. I answer to that name.
You're listening to the Ticket E-Break Classic. Thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on. All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to? Your part was, who you talking to? And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea Pants. I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job, the job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 domicile. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumb tacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
The usual.
Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
HDTV and home theater, Sat Pro Network, 1-8.
Car insurance commercials, this is what they hear.
talk about boring. It rivals, oh, grouting your tub. So here's some real news. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct price and in most cases the rates of other big name companies. You could save hundreds. So go to Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We now return you to your regularly scheduled blah blah. Another startling fact from Progressive. Only 1 out of 2 million Americans will ever wake up and say, wow, it would be really fun to call around for car insurance quotes today. So just in case you're that one person, call or go online and get our direct price and in most cases the rates of other big name companies. You could save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Because frankly, the only thing people think about less than buying car insurance is how often they should clean their dryer's lint screen. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Mavericks try for back-to-back wins tonight when they play the Grizzlies. Friendly Chevrolet brings you the ticker. Mavericks beat Portland yesterday after losing 3 in a row before that. The Grizzlies have had some coaching issues. Hubie Brown has just stepped down. He's citing health reasons. And reports say that Mike Fratello has taken the job. There's a good game in Lubbock today when Texas Tech plays host to number 23 Oklahoma State. That game kicks off at 2:40. Tech coach Mike Leach says this could be a high-scoring game because of the Cowboys' offense.
They've got one of the best running backs in the league, and Lawrence and then Shaw behind him is pretty good, too. I think that the Woods brothers, they do a real good job.
Both teams are 4-3 in the Big 12. There are a couple of other good games today in college football. Notre Dame plays today at USC. The Trojans have won 19 games in a row. And number 11, Virginia Tech tries to keep its hold on first place in the ACC when the Hokies host number 16, Virginia, in the battle for the Commonwealth Cup. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Well, we just think that, yeah.
10:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. And coming up next at 11:10, we're going to talk about Parcells and what in the world he's thinking and why Jerry hates him and why he hates Jerry. And right now, though, we're going to get into a little Radio Pork. Everybody loves Radio Pork. Everyone, Skin.
Hey, I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
See you later.
Can you do the segment by yourself?
No.
You can you take your cell phone with you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll call up in a second.
I can do this segment with the help of the P1, though. And if P1 wants to jump on Radio Port, all they got to do is pick up the phone.
Well, what if the P1 wants to go to the bathroom with me?
Just bring a cell phone. 214-787-1310 is the number to call. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Skin.
Ben, God, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Now, you had a big family. You guys did lunch this year, right?
Well, see, it's not cool. I do, you know, we have to
tour.
We have to shoehorn every, you know, friends, family, the little kid from overseas that we adopted. Everything has to be crammed into one big Thanksgiving day. So I did lunch with my pops. He's a member over at Lakewood. We go over there. That was fun. And then try and force down another meal 3 hours later. You know, my wife's folks live out in Bedford, so we go out there, and it's brutal. I mean, it's good food, but the problem is that after my second meal, I just pass out.
Right. There's a chemical, L-tryptophan, I believe, in turkey that makes you go to sleep.
I don't trip, man. I don't do that.
You were overdosing on it.
That's not cool. Tripping. That's I don't do that.
Skin, I'd like to introduce you to something that I do on Thanksgiving that a lot of people have a problem with it.
Flogging?
I like to create my own Thanksgiving stew.
Nice.
My thought is, it's all going to the same place. The mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the gravy, the cranberry, and the turkey.
Lima beans.
Lima bean mix.
Lima beans?
No, I don't really get down on
turnips,
lima beans.
Beets?
Nope.
Okay.
None of the above. But, you know, in the past, I've even been willing to throw it all into a bowl and just stir it up.
That's called chili.
Right. It's Thanksgiving stew.
Nice. Chili.
Thanksgiving chili.
Stuter. Shout out to Stu out there, by the way.
Everyone has a problem with it. I don't know why. It grosses people out. Why does it matter? It's going to the same place anyways.
Well, if that's the case, you could just rummage through trash and just eat whatever's in there.
Why is it trash? Are you saying my mom's cooking is trash?
I'm sorry, Ann. I apologize. Ben cornered me into that.
I don't have a problem with it. I enjoy it that way. So this Thanksgiving, I decided to tone it back. And, you know, I just kind of created my own Thanksgiving stew with each bite. But I didn't throw anyone out with the overall plate. Oh, by the way, funny
story. Okay, Thanksgiving story, which my family reminded me of. Okay, remember Dave Benz?
Yes.
Of course, we were doing the Rogers Report on KSR 49.
Right.
Dave Benz was the studio guy. He ended up coming here to Dallas and worked at Fox Sports Southwest for a while.
His hair is in the Smithsonian, is it not?
It is. It is.
That's
and, you know, he was here in Dallas. You know, we used to get into it with him on the show when we were on K-Star. Then we kind of developed an awkward friendship. I had a two-hour conversation with him, which I didn't realize that all of his conversations are 2 hours. But Dave Benz, he was here for Thanksgiving and didn't know anybody.
That's this year or this is a couple years past?
Okay. And so I invited him over to our house. Did you know this? He came over and had Thanksgiving with my family.
This.
And he gets over there, you know, and I'm thinking, here's this guy, I'm going to do him a favor, he doesn't know anybody. When he gets there, he tells my, first of all, I told him, I go, don't look directly into my dad's eyes. my dad was in the war, and he's got a glass eye, and if he thinks you're staring at it, he's going to freak him out.
That's awesome.
He'll do a flashback. And my mother is hard of hearing, so make sure you yell really loudly to her when you talk to her. And, you know, I kept a totally straight face. And so we told my mom that she was going along with it, and so she was acting like she couldn't hear him. We were making him yell everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, Mom, the food is good this year. Anyways, none of this threw him off at all. He immediately hit everybody with, hey, I've got several other stops to make, and just kind of told us, hey, I can only stay for a second.
Right.
We thought we were doing him a favor. He thought he was doing us a favor. And he, at the time, he had this reality show that he conjured up, and it was like, hey, man, what are you doing, or something like that. And the idea is you go to a stranger's, complete stranger's house, knock on the door, and you go in, whatever they're doing, you hang out with them.
Halloween.
And he, at our Thanksgiving table, he goes, I don't even know if I can say this. I think I can. Hey, will you, Jason, will you dump this if I can't say this? I'm pretty sure I can.
Balls.
But at our Thanksgiving table, he goes, it is, hey, you never know what some people are doing. Some people might be doing laundry. Some people might be having a gangbang. Can I say that?
You just said it.
Did you drop that?
I didn't dump it.
Okay.
So that's on Jason, clearly. If this,
right. So can you believe he said that at the Thanksgiving dinner table?
He was talking about young kids with do-rags squaring off over boundary issues, correct? Is that what he's talking about?
I thought it was
about?
When the press gets around, like Parcells.
Oh, yeah. He's a press guy.
He's a media guy. But anyway,
so you can stumble upon someone's house who's having a mini press conference and they have a coach there, and they're all gathered around the coach.
But man, I didn't. My wife went home to visit her family in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to go.
Yeah, you always avoid Oklahoma.
I just was here in Dallas and enjoying myself in the city. I missed my wife, but I didn't have to hit the road, so I'm loving it.
Well, you know, one of the things I did last night, I got to bring this up. I went to there's a club downtown now. I'm a little confused by the, you know, Dallas nightlife is so different than the other major metropolitan areas. So they have the same club Purgatory, which is going to be this. I've never been in Blue. I'm assuming the Blue is the same thing where it's multi-level and each level is like a different club and blah, blah, blah. And I went to this thing last night because a buddy of mine was in town from L.A. and he was DJing there. Chris Arnold was there. And it reminds
me selling his shirtless calendar.
He wasn't selling his shirtless
calendar.
By the way,
tell people where they can go to buy that.
ChrisArnold.com. I recommend the P1s go there now and get a holiday gift. But he did tell me a joke when you brought up reality show. It reminded me of this very funny joke I'd like to share with you now. Have you heard about Sean Bradley's new reality TV show?
No.
It's called Never Been a Factor.
Good night, everybody!
You never know.
Good times, Ben, isn't it?
Good times.
In other radio port news.
Hold on, let's take a call.
Okay. All right, X, you're on the ticket.
What's up, y'all? It's X.
How's it going?
BMX, what's up, dude?
Oh, I'm all right, just listening to y'all clown.
I'm sorry. Sorry we're putting you through this.
That's okay. I intentionally did this.
Do you have any Dot Matrix gigs you want to promote?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good radio.
You got to get to it fast.
Yeah, okay, December 3rd and December 4th somewhere.
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling, X.
Thanks, X.
Oh, yeah.
All right, peace. Cat just fired us. He just faxed me. Let's go to Eric. You're on a Ben and Skin on the ticket.
What's up?
Isn't it?
God, these calls are good, man.
Eric, how much time did you put into your call prep?
Are you kidding me? You guys just put me on hold listening to some garbage about promos. I thought we were going to talk about Bill Parcells, dude.
Yeah,
we always talk about Bill Parcells during Radio Port.
Call back at 11:10, Eric.
Skin, I'm sorry, I interrupted. You had some fascinating radio pork.
Ben, in other radio pork news, Eric has called in a report that hungry monkeys have mugged a bus passenger group of passengers. This happened in Hong Kong. This happened on Thursday. And it says a gang, by the way, I'd like to dedicate this story to George Dunham because he loves stories.
How'd they know they were hungry
like
monkeys?
Well, they just listen to the story and okay, you'll know, Ben.
Okay.
A gang of 30 to 40 hungry monkeys.
What? 30 to 40? Did they get down like that?
A gang of 30 to 40 hungry monkeys surrounded a group of frightened passengers when they stepped off a bus at a rural Hong Kong bus stop. This is according to a news report. Panicked passengers, they called the police when they noticed that the monkeys, who this time of year are often scavenging for food because the supplies are short, they rushed towards the bus stop near a territory of Lion Rock Country Park on Wednesday after a tense standoff. The monkeys fled up a hillside before countryside rangers arrived to deal with them. You know what this reminds me of?
Go ahead.
This reminds me of the whole Nolan Ryan snow monkey thing.
Right.
Where he's out fighting off the snow monkeys. But the best thing about this is, number one, they've denoted that these are hungry monkeys. They know this because you never get 30 to 40 monkeys together unless they're hungry. And number two, the standoff, they had a standoff and it was described as tense. Can you imagine? How do you come up with that description? And first of all, what is the standoff? There's a bunch of frightened passengers and they all have their arms hunched together to their body like this because they're frightened. And then the monkeys are on the other side and they're tense. So there's about, wait, we have audio actuality of that. Let's go to Theory. Theory, please tell me you got a better call than the last few we've had.
I just want to know, when are we going to talk about a teenager that abducts an adult entertainer?
Thank you. Thank you.
Why did you tease that if you didn't want to do it?
Because, wait.
That's the best story of the week.
Oh, he's still on.
What?
That's the best story of the week.
Thank you. Thanks.
High five.
Do you want to stay on through the story, Theory?
Sure.
Okay.
A 13-year-old has been charged with abducting an exotic dancer with a shotgun.
Now, do you think the future outlook for this young teen is bleak at this point?
I think he's got his